It's unfortunate because you know what? Nothing's changed for Brittany. She's still under restraints. And I know this personally, and I know this for a fact, and nothing's changed. You know what I mean?
You're listening to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt, reporting to you live from the Gilgamesh Resurrection Chamber with the Nephilim right beside me. Today we got a lot to talk about today. Mostly this show is going to be focusing on Britney Spears. The Free Britney movement in full effect. Let's see if we can make it happen, right? And we've talked about Britney many, many times in the past. But today we will catch you up on the latest with the conservatorship battle. We're going to talk about Britney's testimony where she basically told the world, she's being denied her own freedoms. And it's completely horrific what she's being subjected to. And the conspiracy community has been there since day one, theorizing, talking about this. Some people a little more off the deep end than others, myself included. I didn't know. How would I know? But over the years, her behavior seemed very erratic. And conspiracy people have been always talking about the Hollywood control system. And now we've got clarity. It's happened. The Great Awakening in Hollywood is happening this year. Because here she is telling us the truth about the subjugation that she's been under. So we're going to talk about the transcript. Most importantly, my man, Jason Alexander, infamously married to Britney. He grew up with her. He married her down in Las Vegas, if you recall, in January 2004. And then, you know, forced to sort of annul the thing 55 days later. He's going to join us again. He was with us last July in 2020, and it's been on and popping ever since with Britney Spears. It's going to be a hot girl summer again. And she's, you know what? She's like the queen of hot girl summer, honestly, right? She's the OG of hot girl summer. And he's going to catch us up with the Free Britney movement, how he went out to L.A. to show support. And he's going to reveal to us some different ideas. Like, for instance, the TMZ and the tabloids are saying she's retiring now. Well, my man says that's not happening. And we'll get into that. We'll get into that. That'll be a little special segment we're going to do in the middle of the show. And speaking of special segments in the middle of the show, we're also going to be joined by Cheryl, my tier 4 conspiracy considerations segment, because I got the Patreon, and on Patreon I've got tier 4, and tier 4 unlocks access. You get access. You're now on the show. You share us your ideas, your thoughts, your conspiracies, if you will, and Cheryl's going to join us to talk about just depression, anxiety. You know, no conspiracy here. Just positive thoughts, good vibes. So that's going to be happening in the middle of the show. We will, and we'll get into all that stuff. But let's keep it moving here. Let's talk about the background of this thing. Keeping my housekeeping to a minimum here, okay? And for those, there's going to be some people that aren't familiar with my show listening. I may on the surface appear to be just another conspiracy jerk, and you'd be right. You'd be right. No, but I try to stay more rational on things, you know? I'll talk about the conspiracies. Sometimes I put my weight behind them and say, yep, this is a real conspiracy that I believe to be true. Like, I don't think we went to the moon. We didn't go to the moon. Give me a break. There's never been a man on the moon. But then other things I just kind of talk about, like MK Ultra, right? Which, right, that's a real thing. But like the argument is that they're still MK Ultra-ing people, which is applicable to today when we go through Britney's testimony. Not that she was MK Ultra'd, but like there's some forced drugs and forced behavior modification being done to her against her will. How is that possible? How is this happening in 2021 in America? Well, I'll let you come to that conclusion yourself. But let's talk about this background. Let's catch up on what the conservatorship is, because a lot of people don't know what the hell I'm talking about. This started back in the mid-2000s when the paparazzi was all over Britney. She had the, you know, the incidents where she shaved her head and all this stuff, right? It came to a boiling point. There was a guy named Sam Lufty managing her. Allegedly, the family was worried he was going to manipulate her and take her money away. So originally, this conservatorship was set up to protect her, because it basically controls many aspects of her life, particularly her income. It decides what she can spend her money on, when, who she can hang out with. I mean, like, the details of the conservatorship are the conspiracy in question. How deep does this go? Because, like, for many years, people just said, oh, well, I mean, like, her family manages her money. Big deal. Well, Iggy Azalea alleged that her when she was working with Britney, she had to sign an NDA, and, like, her dad wouldn't even let her drink a soda. So, like, that's how deep it goes. It goes deep enough that, like, someone's telling you what you can eat or drink. And the conspiracy, the theory, is that her father, Jamie Spears, who was the co-conservator on this arrangement, and we'll talk about that, you know, this is a money machine for him. And we've seen this in Hollywood. We've seen it with Michael Jackson. Joe Jackson was very controlling. Allegedly chemically castrated his own son. And Michael's brother... Oh boy, I lost the name. What's his brother's name? One of the brothers, he wrote a book that got pulled from the shelves that alleged that Joe would hook up many, like, elite-type folks that would come over, and he was implying that there were some improprieties going on in the hotel room. And, I mean, that's a pretty wild accusation, right? But, like, maybe. If you chemically castrate your son, well, how far would that go? But that's the big conspiracy. And her father basically has been running her life since 2008. And the technicality that I alluded to was that in September 2019, he actually stepped down from the co-conservatorship for health reasons, and he was temporarily replaced by Jody Montgomery. So Jody Montgomery is kind of acting in the part of Jamie Spears right now. And fast forward to November 2020, and she requested that her father be removed from this conservatorship, because right now, like, he's still there, but he's temporarily being replaced by Jody Montgomery. And it would leave Bessemer Trust as the sole conservator, which I guess she's fine with that. I don't know. This leads me to believe that her father is the one that's being manipulative, and maybe this Bessemer Trust is more of like a sort of hands-off thing. Maybe they don't mess with her like her dad does. I don't know. But now everyone's bailing. They're jumping ship because of what Britney said during her testimony, which we'll get into here in a second. I'm recording this on Tuesday, July 6th, okay? So, like, this is surely going to change by the time you hear it. Like, Samuel Ingham III, who was the court-appointed attorney since the conservatorship started in 2008, you know, maybe, allegedly, possibly, this guy's part of the handling of Britney Spears. I guess he's asking to be removed from his job. He's quitting. Because apparently he was upset because she made the claim that he never told her that she could get out of this thing. And that was his legal duty. And she claimed that that happened. And he was like, no, that's not true. This is from the LA Times. I'm reading this. Okay. Her manager, Larry Rudolph, also resigned. The co-conservator who was running the conservatorship with Jody Montgomery / Jamie Spears, Bessemer Trust, They bailed. Nobody wants to touch this thing with a 20-foot pole. Because they know it looks bad. And, like, this is, like, some great awakening stuff, honestly. I think it is. The, let's see here. What else do I got for you? Okay, so she testified for, okay, so, like, fast forward to, well, I got you all screwed up. I'm sorry. I jumped straight to present day. What provoked all this was a couple weeks ago in June, she testified to the courts for 23 minutes, pleading her case. The judge denied it. She pled her case. She said, I want my father removed from this conservatorship. And a lot of people heard what she was being subjected to, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. And they denied it. And people were like, what are you talking about? How can you deny this? This is a human with freedoms and dignity. And you're basically saying, no, not so much. And apparently, I'm no lawyer, I don't speak law, but apparently there needs to be some form of formal petition to be filled out, and that's why the judge denied it. I don't know. All I know is that it's pretty crazy what they're putting Britney Spears through. This is a woman who is choreographing dances still. She's making millions of dollars. She's got shows. She's working, I don't know how many hours a day. You know how many crazy, and I hate to use that term, but you know how many like crazy celebrities are out there that don't have this issue? There's a lot. It's like, why pick on Britney Spears? And this comes with the territory of being an artist, of being a celebrity, of being in Hollywood, because I imagine that's a lot of stress to be under. A lot of breakdowns have happened. We've talked about it many times on this show, like Kanye West. He's not under a conservatorship, and he does some pretty wild stuff, some pretty outlandish things. Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Sheen, Mr. Tiger Blood Warlock with the DNA of Adonis. No talk about controlling his finances or his life or telling him what he can or can't do. Leo DiCaprio's got OCD, my man Leo, number one actor of all time. Little Harry Potter, he's got OCD too. These people, like, and that's fine, right? Like, I'm not saying that they need to be controlled. I'm just saying, like, there's people with issues all over the place, and no one ever thinks twice, like, oh, maybe they should have their finances controlled, and they should be told when they can drink a soda or not. They should be told if they can have kids or not. It's unreal. And I think, I would argue, most of the listeners already know this. They already support the idea. So there you go. And, like, look, Brittany, this touches a sweet spot for me, okay? This is a sensitive spot for me. Like, I know, if you listen to the show, you know I'm a hip-hop guy. But truth be told, I've got a soft spot for the female singers, too. I've always liked Celine Dion. And I'm not talking like, oh, I listen to every album and go to their concerts. Like, I don't like them like that level. But Britney Spears is right up there. I love Britney Spears. In fact, I bought, listen to this, back in 99, I was a young man, and I was actually in the military at the time, I'll never forget this, and I bought the CD. I bought Hit Me Baby One More Time, the CD. And I even liked, oh, I gotta look the name of the song up, let me look it up while I talk to you. There's a song on there that never got popular that I thought was the best song on the whole album. Just to prove to you that I'm not placating here. But the album, it came with a fold-out poster. I put that up in my little barracks in my dorm room there, you know? Born to Make You Happy is the name of the song. I thought it was one of her best songs. I don't know why it wasn't a hit. It captured that moment of late 90s, early 2000s very well. Anyway, yeah, so like I've been a Britney fan for a long time. So, like, on some levels, like, this is a fight I'm willing to keep in the forefront of everyone's mind. All right, everybody. This is, I'm going to set up the discussion. We're going to be joined by Jason Alexander, who was formerly married to Britney Spears. down in Las Vegas in January 2004. He was with us back in July of 2020 when we were talking about Britney Spears back then. And he's going to join us and give us some thoughts and some updates. And we're going to talk, obviously, about the Britney Spears conservatorship. We're going to talk a little bit about KFED. Talk about her retirement or not. And some of the conspiracy talk, light conspiracy talk, and about his time spent out in LA at the Free Britney rally, which you saw in the TMZ and stuff. And some of the stuff we get into, some of the ideas about, like, some disturbing details about how Britney was drugged through her food. If you can believe that. Crazy, huh? You can follow Jason Alexander on the Instagram. Look him up under Jason Alexander or Jason underscore Allen underscore Alexander. I'll put a link in the show notes. Let's go.
My man, what's going on?
Jason, what's going on, dude? How you doing?
Man, just enjoying this beautiful day.
Right on.
Another one. God bless.
Yeah, man. Do you have a good 4th of July?
Yeah, it was awesome, man. My son's birthday is on the 3rd, so kind of nice. A jam-packed weekend.
Right on, man. Well, cool. That's actually a perfect segue, given we just had the holiday of freedom, as it were. I wanted to talk to you and sort of, you know, just get a quick little thought catch up on the latest with Britney and what's turning out to be, dare I say, some kind of almost conspiracy awakening of the masses as they finally see that, you know, all these things the conspiracy community has been talking about over the many years, trying to talk about, you know, Britney's seemingly odd behavior, saying, well, why is this happening? Why is that happening? And a lot of conspiracy people said, well, it's like, you know, there's handlers here and they're sort of forcing her to do things. And people said, no, that's not possible. That's not possible. And then Britney comes out and she testifies and says, yeah, like, they're drugging me. They're forcing me to perform against my will. I mean, the list goes on and on. And now the mainstream, the masses, finally see this. And I thought, well, you know, Jason's the man to talk to. Like, you know her. So, you know, what's your take on what's going on right now?
Imagine my frustration, dude. It took 16 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, people forget about, you know, when I actually watched a little bit of the New York Times documentary. I don't remember Breaking Britney. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, the one on Hulu, right?
Yeah. And there's I watched it and I'm like, they just completely skipped out a whole portion of her history. You know what I mean? It was like just straight to KFED. And I'm like, what happened to Vegas? You know what I mean? Like, what happened to Jason Alexander and her childhood friend who went to Vegas for 55 hours and had an annulment? And, like, you know, the power team came in and swept it under the rug and, you know what I mean, made it disappear. Still disappeared today. It's not even in the most current documentary about Britney. It's, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
that
sort of is what she was, you know, that's kind of what she was saying. She's, like, saying that the conservatorship is not allowing her to make decisions about her own life, like having children and getting married and all this stuff, man. It's crazy.
100%. You know, the control has been there way before me. I just happened to come into her life at a certain time and I noticed it and I just happened to be part of it.
Yeah.
And I actually felt the repercussions of it because, you know what I mean? Like just how your life can be changed from somebody, you know, having say so over your decisions. You know, like, I was forced into that annulment, and then I was forced to sign NDAs and confidentiality agreements. You know how much money I missed out on? Not to talk about me or money or anything, because it never was about money to me, obviously, but
sure.
You know, you look at the KFED thing, you know, it was obviously her rebelling the whole time. You think she obviously didn't want to, probably would have never picked KFED if they would have let her just make decisions and run her life from the beginning. You know what I mean? She ran to Vegas and asked me to marry her. And then they came in and swooped up and swept it on the rug. And then she ran to KFED and met him some random spot. And she, you know what I mean? Made that decision in her life. And, you know, you can't take, nothing bad. It is what it is. But, you know, at the same time, you look at how different things could have been. And it's unfortunate. You know, it's really sad. I cried when I heard her testimony. And it was tearjerker, man. And I felt this way, you know, from the beginning, because I was truly in love and young and dumb and ignorant, you know. So that's what woke me up to all this, you know, is that whole experience. So now everybody's waking up to kind of how, you know, a little bit of how Hollywood works and the world works.
Yeah, definitely. This is just like another example of sort of a shift in consciousness of people, you know, for right or wrong, for people sort of, I don't know, their trust slipping in the power structures a little bit, which, you know, like there's good and bad that comes from that. But like ultimately we're talking about the freedom for Britney to choose things that, like, that's what our forefathers, you know, fought this whole thing for America. It was for people to have the freedom to, like, do what they want to do and say, you know, say what they want to say, do the job they want to do.
100. Hey, look, we got the First Amendment, and when that fails, we got the Second. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, that's the way it was written, and it was written that way for a purpose, because those guys were a lot smarter than us, you know. But, you know, and it's unfortunate right now. I don't know if you heard, but everybody's like pointing fingers or lawyers saying that she was lying in her testimony, and it's just a shit show, dude. And it's unfortunate because, you know what? Nothing's changed for Britney. She's still under restraints. And I know this personally, and I know this for a fact. And nothing's changed. You know what I mean? She's still in the same position. You think something would have happened after hearing that, making national news like that with the testimony, and just kind of realizing, like, that person's not mentally unstable. Why? She didn't willingly want to be in this conservatorship. She didn't know she could have signed herself out of it, that she was, you know what I mean? They were lying to her, just like they lied to me and told me a bunch of bullshit, and they lied to everybody else that they've just, you know, shit on all the way, you know, over the last 16, 20 years or whatever it's been.
Yeah, it's disturbing, right? Like to hear the things that she goes through, because I also listened to that. It was like a 23-minute sort of testimony she made, and you could tell she was very upset by it, and I remember... So I talked to my wife, and she's like not really a truther. Like she gets a lot of the arguments, but she doesn't really get involved in this sort of conspiracy world like I do. And every now and then I'll kind of, you know, I'll kind of pull her into some of the things. And we talked about the Britney thing, and she was like horrified when she heard the transcript. And she said, like, it was almost unbelievable. She said, "How is this even possible?" I said, "Exactly. Like, this is what the conspiracy people I've been talking about for many, many years is, like, these poor celebrities, they have these talents, they're artists, and they get involved with this big industry, and then all of a sudden things start going sideways, and there's handlers, and there's people medicating them and telling them what to do. And, you know, Iggy Azalea come out and said that, I'll put allegedly in front of it, 'cause I don't know if I have this correct entirely, but she said something to the effect of, like, she was performing with Britney, and like her conservatorship or father or whoever allegedly wouldn't let her even drink soda. And it's like, dude, like, this is wild. Like, that's like some next level stuff. You know, Britney's choreographing dances and working full time. I mean, more than full time. And like, she can't make a decision like that for herself. Like, that's crazy, man.
Ignorance and fear, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how they do it. Ignorance and fear, man. They get you by being dumb, and they get you by being, and they scare you, and that's it, you know. And that's how they, their magic works. And it's just, you know, once you're awake to it, you know, and you realize that it's there and how it operates, and then it's a whole nother world. But it's like, until you actually see it for what it is, it's just ignorant. You just don't know. You know what I mean? And if you just leave it up to the people you think are the ones that know what to do. So you just let them do it with trust, and they're fucking lying. They're fucking you the whole time, you know, basically.
Yeah.
Excuse my language, but
You're good. well, you were one of the first one, you know, like, you were one of the first people that was subjected to this.
They promised me the world, bro. They promised me a world. Just sign this, do that. They smiled and put on their little face until they knew that contractively with laws and stuff and days and things, how that shit works, and I didn't. And they knew that after 30 days, basically, if I didn't contest anything in Vegas, that Vegas, there wasn't nothing I could do, basically. Because yeah. I met with the lawyers, you know. They tried to have me contest all that. And I probably should have, you know, but Brittany and her team are all lying to me. And she admitted to playing along with the role that they asked her to do, you know, later on in life. But I knew it the whole time, you know. After it happened, I knew she had to be playing along because she was saying, hey, I'm going to see you on Valentine's Day and this and that. And then, you know, then the fucking phone's disconnected. And I don't see or hear from her until I see her on TV with KFED, you know. So that was my freaking, story. And then, then finally when her and KFED were ended, she reached out to me. And then we kind of spoke for a little while. And then that was around the Jason Trowick time. And then, you know, I recorded some things and it ended up on Radar Online. And then we didn't talk for 10 years after that. And I think I told you on your last show, she reached out to me again. And that was like why I went out to LA for her last, for one of her court hearings she had out there to show support and, you know, try to wake up people to the conservatorship and the how far back it goes, and you know that she's completely coherent and can run her show by herself, you know, and pick who she wants to and hire who she wants, you know, and just be normal shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck dad and mom, time to go home.
right because in fact when the testimony first happened and I showed it to my wife and we talked about it. She was kind of in the camp of like, you know, if they don't let her out of this, like now I know there's like a real conspiracy because this is obviously something that they should allow her to, you know, remove the conservatorship. And then what do you know? A couple of days later, there's like, no, you're not allowed to be removed from it. And supposedly it's like they're, you know, some technicality. They need to file a formal petition. But like the point being is like, she's basically a slave, which is absolute insanity.
And they're funneling money out of her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And now she's saying she's retiring from music, which is like, good for her, man. Like, it seems like she's making chess moves.
I don't know if that anyone's actually heard her actually say that. I don't know where that came from. I know Larry Rudolph resigned and he said he was kind of putting it, you know, because she said she was retiring. That's why he decided, you know, he's trying to detach himself from all of that, you know, and kind of keep his name out of the raps. But he's a big player in the game, you know. He was one of the big players in Vegas when we were there. I know Larry. I met Larry a few times, you know. I met Larry in L.A. after Vegas, years later, when I lived there on my own, you know, and bumped into him a few times. But he's always treated Brittany like a commodity, you know. He wasn't ever really a true friend.
Oh, really? Okay.
He's in there for the money, man.
So that's what. So the media, I think it was like TMZ had an article about how I think it was just this morning, even about how they're sort of maybe they're just reading between the lines that she's retiring from music.
Yeah, I promise you, she's not retiring. That's some freaking made up. You know, that's like a rumor, basically.
Okay, all right, man. Okay, that's good to know. Good for her. All right. I thought maybe she was making like
You know, taking time off. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, for real, like retiring. I don't know, but you never know. I mean, who knows? That's a lot of work performing and doing that. You know, so
yeah.
I haven't personally. You know, I don't know personally. I haven't spoken to her recently, but
okay. Okay. Yeah, that's I thought perhaps she was like, once they denied the removal of the conservatorship, or at least the removal of her father from the conservatorship, I should say, that maybe that was her next move, was like, well, fine, I'm just not going to work anymore. But, you know, maybe this is just, I do recall talking about Larry Rudolph stepping away. So, and maybe that's a good move for her. Maybe that's like the start of a line of dominoes of people backing away. I know the...
That's what I said.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's time to clean house, dude. Like, I would clean house, start fresh. You know, I would get rid of job. I would go independent. Like, I would freaking start recording with, like, Upchurch and some of these, you know, badass country rock rap artists out there doing things, big things out there without the freaking, you know, Hollywood controllers, you know, making millions and doing it to grassroots, you know, and her name's big enough. She could do that. I don't know what she wants to do, but that's, if I was her, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
If she wants to retire, hey, she could do that too. I'm sure she'd be all right.
Yeah, but she seems like too much of an artist. Like, she wouldn't be able to stay retired even if she was going to retire.
Nah, it would be a comeback or something, you know?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But who knows, man? I don't know. But, you know, she could be Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Could be, you
right? That's a thought that's floating around. That's my initial thought. I was like, oh, shit. She's either going to get out of this conservatorship or they're going to freaking kill her. You know what I'm saying? Because I was scared. I don't know what I could do. Can I jump in my car and drive to freaking, you know, L.A. and, you know, hijack or something? I don't know. I'm like freaking wish I could do something, but there's my hands are tied, bro. You know, I don't know what to do. It's up to the, you know, it's really up to her. You know, she's got to make that decision. Because I told her a long time ago, I wouldn't comply with none of that shit. Every time, you know what I mean? But they kind of got her looking. Now that she said her testimony, you know, I figured she could jump shit up, align herself with a group of people that like, because I'll tell you what, man, when I went to that Free Britney rally in L.A., there's some very smart, high intelligent, there's lawyers, all kind of people in that movement. She could almost just walk down the street and just say, I'm gone, you know, and go limp in, you know what I mean? Just have a whole group of people and just kind of like say, hey, all right, what you going to do now? You can't control me anymore. There's too many eyeballs on this. It's like...
Yeah, that's what I thought when she did the public testimony was I thought on some level... I can't think of a good example off the top of my head, but I kind of thought on some level, like, is this her way of sort of, you know, when you're like a whistleblower, you sort of give yourself a safe place by going public with it so that, you know, terrible, you know, things don't happen. I don't know.
Yeah, but, exactly.
But like you said, with the Free Britney movement has, I would argue that it sort of exploded ever since this because a lot of people didn't know the level of control she was under. And to hear stuff like how they're making her use an IUD or whatever, you know, birth control stuff.
Right.
It's like, dude, like this is crazy because you get – there's all kinds of celebrities that, like, have eccentric things going on that are
– Well, they were putting drugs in her food, bro. Like, they were putting drugs in her food.
Yeah, you can't.
She didn't even know she was taking drugs.
Ugh, that's terrible, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, her dad was cooking her meals and putting drugs in them, bro. Like, she didn't even know what the fuck she was taking, bro. Like, that's crazy.
Wow. See, yeah, and she didn't. I don't recall her going into detail. I just remember she said something about how they were drugging her.
Well, she didn't say that in her testimony. I know that to be a fact, though.
Wow. Man, that's disturbing. That sounds like not right, man.
Yeah, but there's a lot more that wasn't talked about. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
she had a very small window. Luckily, they made it public, and it got out. You know, so it's like...
Yeah, there's a lot of hopefully eyeballs it helps.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I haven't spoken to anybody, dude. Like, you hit me up, and we kind of, like, chatted, and I was like, I'll speak with her. I was like, I like, you know, keeping it low-key, but interesting. So, you know, coming from your platform, it puts an interesting perspective on the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with them, the big media, anymore anyway.
Yeah, they're I saw you splashing TMZ a few times. I said, oh, man, here we go. But it seemed like things didn't get too out.
Well, I ended up getting I went to that rally in L.A. I obviously couldn't avoid it, but I spoke to everybody when I was there, but I don't, you know, since then I don't go out of my way or even follow up with anybody when it comes to like media and anything that's got anything to do with it. Really, I'm in it because I'm in it. You know, it's like I can't not be in it. I hear things, people tell me things, I see things.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating to be in your shoes and, you know, having gone through it yourself with her, you know, so many years ago. And yeah, man.
But dude, my face pops up all over the internet and the news if I get in any trouble, bro. Like, I get a DUI, they throw up a picture of me. It looks like I'm a fucking, you know, heroin addict or something. And, like, it's like, shit, now the whole world sees this. And it's, it just looks bad for me. And it's like, hey, that sucks because I can't get in trouble and kind of hide it from people and, you know, make it right. And then, you know, come, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of nice to be able to get in trouble and only a few people know about it. And you can, you know, kind of go on with your life. But when everybody freaking, it's right there for everybody to see, it's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, I imagine. Well, I appreciate you reaching out and let me talk to you about this stuff because, you know, on my show, we talk a lot about conspiracy stuff, but like I try to keep it on a rational angle and sort of give a lot of, you know, well, maybe this, maybe that. And, you know, we've talked about Britney.
Yeah, we can go down rabbit holes all day.
I know we could.
I'm glad I could, you know, be on the show for a minute, man. I know we got to keep it short, but
yeah.
Maybe we could follow up in the future.
Man, definitely. Yeah, let's see how things progress, and I'll be in touch, man. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. Thank you for sharing your time with us. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man. You too, man. God bless you, bro.
All right, brother. You too. Whew. All right. What do you think? Jason dropping the scoop there. Again, if you want to follow Jason, he's on Instagram, Jason Alexander. At Jason_Allen_Alexander. I'll put a link in the show notes. If you want more from Jason, we talked in July of 2020, so scroll back through the feed and listen to that episode. Thank you, Jason, for sharing your thoughts. And let's keep it moving. All right, as you know, I've got the ad-free supporter channels where you get free books and bonus episodes and all the greatest things in life. And on patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher, I've got a tier 4 set up. The top tier. You get all the things in tier 1, 2, and 3. But most importantly, you get access to the show. And you can get up here and you can tell us some conspiracy theories. You can just tell us your thoughts. Some ideas. And today we're joined by Cheryl. And she's going to talk to us about depression and anxiety. A very relevant topic. Because mental health is very important to me, as it should be to you as well. And she's going to share some thoughts with us, and I'll hit you on the other side of this.
Hi, Isaac and audience. I just wanted to share this little bit with you guys. Not really a conspiracy theory or any kind of crazy stuff, but I wanted to share a conversation that I had on live stream with Isaac, just in case you guys, some of your audience didn't get to hear it or see it. It was regarding depression and anxiety. And I just want to let everyone know that you can't be cured of depression. You can change how you react to negative thoughts and feelings. Anxiety for the things that have happened to you, don't let that outshine your heart. Your heart is pure and good. Let that shine instead. You can't control what gave you this depression or PTSD. So just remember, every day is a gift. And I still have no idea why I found this podcast, your podcast, Isaac, and became connected to it. I think it maybe was as simple as needing to see and hear someone as strong as you are, but yet kind. And that really spoke to me. And I continue listening because you continue to be that same person, which is very comforting. And Mrs. Weishaupt is just as comforting. I think she's so down to earth and great. And I love her sense of humor. I love her, the way she talks. You both have a great voice. And my perception is, I just think the world of you guys, and I don't know you. Yet I feel like I do. So when I say that I'm have some QE or quantum entanglement, I think it's, these are the things that I want to stay connected with, is people like you and Mrs. Weishaupt. So I continue supporting you for that reason. You do a lot of research and you are not biased, and I like that, and I want you to continue doing that. I would love to hear more. The things that I think about as far as irony and coincidences and things like that, I still believe those things. Like, things happen and they have such an impact on me. They're not always, there's no explanation for some of them. And I'm still, you know, working on that part. I find it ironic that I opened a Bible that I haven't looked at in years that was given to me by my dad, who passed away. I had put a ticket stub in this Bible, and this was September of 2020 that I happened to just open it, and the ticket stub was marked on the page about race relations in the Bible, which was exactly the time that it was really peaking. Race relations was just becoming out of control with COVID-19 and everything that was going on in the media. So that kind of thing happens to me all the time, and it may just be that I'm connecting it because I want to, but maybe not. So that I'm still working on. I love your subject matter. You're much more in depth with your subjects, and I love it. And you just comprise all of that in one little podcast, one little episode of a podcast. And I'm like, wow, yes, okay, got it. And it's great. And I refer a lot of people to listen to you if they have any questions about stuff like that, because you're wonderful. You have a gift, and I'm very pleased to have stumbled upon it. And I will continue supporting you as long as I can. And Mrs. Weishaupt, you keep doing it too. And for everyone else, stay woke.
All right, that's Cheryl. You can find her on Instagram at LaserThisCheryl. I'll put a link in the show notes. She has a podcast too, Pieces of a Broken Childhood. Check it out. And I'll put the image on, where can I put it? The Instagram, I guess. Pretty interesting about the ticket stub and the Bible. Curious connections there. Quantum entanglement? I don't know. We'll see. She likes how the show is non-biased. I appreciate that. I'll try to keep that up as I go on my journey of understanding, which I can tell you, like, I'm not close to understanding it, so I'll keep it non-biased and let you come to your own conclusions, because, you know, what do I know, right? So there you go. Shout-out Cheryl. Link in the show notes. You can check her out. Check out her podcast. And if you're interested in Tier 4 conspiracy considerations, you know where to go, patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. So let's go through the transcript. It's time for the transcript. Britney Spears, basically, the transcript from... Okay, here's the thing. I started out, I actually didn't see the video at first. I read the transcript on CNN. But there were so many, like, discrepancies on it. Okay, I read the transcript on CNN while I was listening to the audio captured in the courtroom on the YouTube. But there were so many discrepancies between the two. I was like, CNN, what the hell you got going on here? It's like they ran it through an artificial intelligence and it spit out the transcript, but it was way off. So don't bother reading the one on CNN. It was garbage. But if you listen to the actual audio, you'll get the whole thing, right? She was forced to do this new Las Vegas residency. Her handlers threatened her if she didn't do it. They were gonna, I don't know, sue her or whatever. And they were even talking to her therapist about how uncooperative she was, and how she wasn't taking her meds. All this because, like, I guess she didn't like some particular dance move, because she was choreographing this whole thing, by the way. So, yeah, it really sounds like someone that needs their whole life controlled to me. But they, so like, how crazy is that? Like, I couldn't imagine, but that's what the conservatorship gives them power to do. And that's just not right, you know? And she also revealed how they changed her meds to like lithium, and they had like 6 nurses monitoring her, which is like, this explains everything over the years of like why like people say, yo, what's wrong with her? Like something's wrong with Britney. Yeah, she's going through it right now. They subjected her to these really long psych tests. They were forcing her to go to rehabs. And she even compares it to like sex trafficking. So, like, you want to free the children, save the children, better want to save Britney, too. I'm going to read to you right off the transcript, which mostly aligns to the audio. Let's read here. She's kind of referencing someone else. I'm sorry, Britney, you have to listen to your doctors, and they are planning to send you to a small home in Beverly Hills to do a small rehab program that we're going to make up for you. You're going to pay $60,000 a month for this. That's what they told Britney, and she testified to that in court. Could you imagine? Could you imagine that being you? She said, I cried on the phone for an hour, and he loved every minute of it. He being her father, okay? Like, that's what she's telling the world. Imagine what she hasn't told the world. Let's keep reading here. The control he had over someone as powerful as me, as he loved to control to hurt his own daughter, and 100,000% he loved it. I packed my bags and went to that place. I worked 7 days a week, no days off, which in California, the only similar thing to this is called sex trafficking. Now that's curious that she would make that analogy there, right? Because according to conspiracy theory, that's part of this whole thing. People talk about Monarch Diamond programming, like Marilyn Monroe. You know, they make these women like sex slaves for these elites because they get off on that kind of thing, right? So, like, I hope she's not alluding to something darker. Maybe, right? And she keeps going. She says, making anyone work against their will, taking all their possessions away, credit cards, cash, phone, passport card, and placing them in a home where they work with people who live with them. They all would be the nurses, the 24/7 security. There was one chef that came there and cooked for me daily during the weekdays. They watched me change every day, naked, morning, noon, and night. I had no privacy door for my room. I gave 8 gallons of blood a week, which we're going to talk about that. If I didn't do any of my meetings and work from 8 to 6 at night, which is 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, no days off, I wouldn't be able to see my kids or my boyfriend. So that was the point when I was reading the transcript. I said, 8 gallons of blood a week? She must have meant liters, but even that is too much. Like, adults, you only have like 4 or 5 liters. And I thought, maybe she is a little bit off, right? So at that point, I decided I was going to listen to the actual audio. And like, comparing the two, CNN had a lot of notes saying things were unintelligible, but that's not true. They were totally... You could totally hear. Like, for instance, she says it sounds like 8 gals of blood a week. And I'm sure it was vials. 8 vials of blood a week. Which still, that's a lot. Why so much? Why so often? What are they doing to her? Right? Like, and there were a couple discrepancies. I don't want to just keep picking on CNN. But, you know, she goes on to talk about how she didn't, I'm not sure what she meant by this, but she said she didn't believe the Paris Hilton story because Paris Hilton talked about how she was subjected to, you know, some pretty awful things in, I believe it was Provo, Utah, at a school she was sent to. And she basically says she had so many people employed underneath her because, like, she was running basically an empire, that it's curious how they want to control her and make her a slave. Like, she can't handle anything. She can't make decisions, you know? And she said she wanted to sue her family, which I didn't read on the CNN transcript. Why did they not show that? I don't know. But she said she wanted to sue her family. Her family lived off this conservatorship for 13 years. She thinks they're going to resist ending this arrangement. Like, she's a cash cow for them, right? She talks about how they make her see someone named Coach Ken, even if she's sick. Like, I guess that's a life coach. I don't know. They make her go see therapists and go to meetings all the time and do these rehab programs, like in Westlake, which she says is a setup because the paparazzis are always at Westlake. And she knew this, and she asked to do meetings out of her house instead, but they wouldn't allow that to happen. Why are they doing this? Are they trying to propagate the idea that, like, oh, Britney's crazy and we need to really make sure we have this conservatorship? Look, she's always in rehab. That's probably why they did that. They're trying to create the story. She said she doesn't even believe in therapy, which I found curious. Probably because, like, her therapist seems kind of shady. If my family was talking to my therapist and telling the therapist, like, hey, make sure she's taking her drugs and she's being combative, I'd be like, yo, stay out of it. Let's see. They won't let her see some of her own friends. She basically has to live inside of this, like, rehab program stuff. And she even admits, she says, like, I know I need a little bit of therapy. Which is, like, a pretty intelligent thing to say, right? But they won't let her get married or have a baby. They forced her to have an IUD, like birth control. They won't let her take it out. These are all the things she said that she told the world. And she wraps up her argument saying, like, look, I want to end this conservatorship without an evaluation. No more evaluations. But the problem is they need some kind of, like, termination trial, which they're saying will need an evaluation. And what's the next move for Britney? She's going to have to file a formal petition. But since then, since the testimony, everyone heard this testimony and said, holy crap. Like, this ain't no conspiracy. This is the real deal. She basically, poured her heart out to the world, told about all these terrible things she's being subjected to. And then, you know what happens? The judge denies it. Denies the whole thing, says, nope. Now, officially, and again, I don't speak law, apparently, regardless of the testimony that she provided, they needed to file some kind of formal petition in order to move this thing along. So, like, my understanding is that the judge had to deny it because there's no formal petition yet. So, like, that's her next move, is to file the formal petition. But it's curious how the dominoes are falling all over the place since this. Like, Larry Rudolph, her manager quitting, and the conservatorship is in a state of weird flux now. Like, it seems like nobody wants to be involved with it except for her dad, I guess, and Jody Montgomery, as of this recording. But they even said on TMZ that she was going to retire. She's retiring. And Jason Alexander says, I don't think so. So what's going on here? Because I thought at first when I read that she was retiring, I thought, oh, this is a chess move. And sure enough, between the time that I spoke with Jason and the recording of their show, there's confirmation on TMZ. Now they're changing the story. that she's not retiring. So I don't. There's some weird, weird stuff going on here. I think we need to keep it in the forefront of everyone's mind. I think I'm worried about Britney. I think when you have, when you get up to this level, there's a lot of people involved, and it can get dangerous, right? So, you know, say a little prayer for Britney. Let's see if we can get her through this in a peaceful manner. And just know that, like, sometimes when conspiracy people say stuff, like, you need to take it with a grain of salt. Like, maybe it's true. If there's anything we've learned in the last couple years, is that all of these conspiracies could very well be true. Or at least have some element of truth, which is why I'm in the conspiracy community. Because oftentimes they're right. Just like we see with Britney Spears. So there you go. That's the updates. Big shout out to Jason Alexander. Thank you for providing your thoughts. And, you know, keep an eye on the news. Let's see what transpires here in the near future. Maybe we can see a real real change of tone. And this will help a lot of these Hollywood types that get stuck in this sort of control system. Right? All right. Thank you for listening. Again, if you want to support the show, you can go ad-free. I've got some supporter network options, links in the show notes. I'm on Rockfin Network. I got a patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher and then IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section. And when you sign up for the support, you get no more ads. No ads, no mercy. But you also get all the bonus shows. I do bonus shows all the time. I've got a whole series on The Great Reset, on Eyes Wide Shut. I mean, it goes on and on and on. For years, I've been doing bonus shows. You'll unlock more hours of bonus stuff than you could ever want. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. And until next time, stay woke.